I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling today pleaded not guilty to charges of criminal fraud and insider trading. He's the highest-ranking executive to face prosecution since Enron's collapse more than 2 years ago. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first, what exactly is he charged with?
Well, he is charged with a 42-count indictment. He's named in 36 of those counts. The criminal charges are for fraud, insider trading that netted him about $62 million, and lying to auditors. He turned himself into the FBI this morning, was arraigned in federal court, pleaded not guilty, and was released on $5 million bond, which he paid in cash. After the court hearing, the Deputy U.S. Attorney General James Comey congratulated the Justice Department's Enron task force. They've been working on this case for more than 2 years.
The Skilling indictment demonstrates in no uncertain terms that no executive is too prominent or too powerful, and that no scheme to defraud is too complex or too fancy to avoid the long arm of the law.
And by the way, Alex, the Securities and Exchange Commission also filed civil fraud charges today against Jeff Skilling. And after the court hearing, his lawyer said he did not steal or lie or take anyone's money. And remember, he left the company quite suddenly 4 months before it imploded.
So what kind of penalties does he face if these trials go forward and he's convicted of all this stuff?
Well, on the criminal counts, if he's convicted of all of them, all 36, he faces a maximum sentence of 325 years in prison and $80 million in fines. On the civil side, the SEC wants fines as well, and they want to ban him from ever serving as an executive or board member of any corporation ever.
So what about the company that remains at the center of all this? What about Enron? Is it still functioning as an energy company?
It is and it isn't. It's really a very minor player right now in the energy industry. It's still got some pretty valuable pipelines that are moving natural gas around the country. But the energy trading business is dead. Its employee base has gone from more than 20,000 to less than 10,000. People are still getting laid off. And of course, the company is trying to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Robert Bryce, who wrote Pipeline, a book about Enron's collapse, says they are a long way from a comeback.
With each passing month that they stay in bankruptcy, it's costing them a fortune. I mean, they have an army now of lawyers and accountants who are bleeding them dry on tens of millions of dollars per month. So it proves the old adage about some companies just can't afford to go bankrupt.
And creditors are still fighting Enron's bankruptcy plan about 8 months after Enron submitted it. Right now, they'd get less than 10 cents on the dollar if that plan was approved. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, of course, more on the impact of today's events in Houston.
Thank you very much, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.